KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a clear sky and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 37. Good morning, I'm Rick, or 67, that is. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. A judge has declared an Iowa teen competent to stand trial for the murder of his 5-year-old foster brother. District Court Judge Kathleen Kilnoski said Monday that an evaluation of 18-year-old Cody Metzger-Madsen shows he understands the charges against him and can actively participate in his defense. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports Metzger-Madsen is charged with first-degree murder for the death of Dominic Elkins of Atlantic. Dominic was killed while the boys were playing outdoors August 31st of last year near their home in Logan, the home of their foster parents. Dominic died as a result of blunt force head injuries and drowning. Metzger-Madsen has pleaded not guilty to the charge. Psychology experts who examined the teen say he has developmental problems. Metzger-Madsen's mother used methamphetamine during her pregnancy with him. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday a Griswold man was arrested on drug charges Sunday. 26-year-old Nick Aaron Rush was taken into custody on charges that include OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Rush was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on his own recognizance. And on Saturday, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 52-year-old Martin William Glover of Griswold on a charge of OWI first offense. Glover was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest of 4 people over the past few days. On Saturday, 19-year-old Christian Sempek of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for serious assault. 24-year-old Kevin Ingalls of Atlantic was arrested that same day on a warrant for violation of his probation. And 21-year-old Michelle Buboltz of Ames was arrested Saturday for theft in the fifth degree. On Friday, 31-year-old Mike Henson of Atlantic was arrested for driving while revoked. All 4 of those individuals were transported to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. An Oakland man charged in the fatal shooting of a guest in his home appeared in court late last week. Judge James Heckerman set an arraignment hearing date for 63-year-old Robert Arthur Reynolds as May the 12th and trial set for July 1st. Reynolds faces a first-degree murder charge in connection with a shooting during the early morning hours of April the 8th that took the life of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey of rural Cass County. Reynolds, who allegedly shot Kincaid Dorsey with a semi-automatic handgun, remains held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $1 million bond. And a leg spasm is said to have been the blame for a 2-vehicle accident Monday afternoon in Red Oak. According to Red Oak police, vehicles driven by 46-year-old Jeffrey Hawkins of Independence, Missouri, and 40-year-old Sarah Anderson of Hastings collided at the intersection of Highway 48 and Broadway Street at around 12:20 p.m. The accident happened as both vehicles were heading south on North Broadway and were stopped at the traffic light. Anderson told officers she had a leg spasm, causing her to step on the gas pedal. Her pickup hit the rear of Hawkins' pickup, causing $8,500 damage altogether. Anderson hit her lip on the steering wheel of her truck during the accident and refused medical treatment. Authorities cited her for unsafe starting of a stopped vehicle. News time is 7:11.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Christopher Long, age 26, of rural Stewart and formerly of Panora, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Christopher Long will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Paul Douglas Doug Ludwig, age 61, of Casey, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Doug Ludwig will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Thomas Schroyer, age 76, of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Thomas Schroyer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Herbert Hansen, age 89, of Brayton, died Wednesday. A celebration of life service for Herbert Hansen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Scott Greving, age 33, of Carroll, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Scott Greving will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has the arrangements. Jack Rogers, age 80, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Jack Rogers will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Dick Hansen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Dick Hansen will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan Nymand, age 56, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Susan Nymand will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Martha Whetstone, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Martha Whetstone will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Baldus, age 95, formerly of Carroll, died Sunday in Minnesota. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ruth Baldus will be Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Wilma White, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wilma White will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carl Johnson, age 92, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Carl Johnson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milton Craig, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Graveside services for Milton Craig will be Friday at 2:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Thomas Tom Ingersoll, Jr., age 60, formerly of the Villisca area, died December 29th in Fresno, California. A celebration of life service for Tom Ingersoll, Jr. will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Charles Joseph Merrant, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Charles Merrant will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gladys Ocker, age 81, of Linden and formerly of Ankeny, died Wednesday. A private graveside service will be held for Gladys Ocker. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Charles Chuck Brightwell, age 76, of Creston, died Sunday. Funeral services for Chuck Brightwell are pending at the Pearson Funeral Home in Creston. And Eugene Phelps, age 76, of Bayard, died Saturday in Iowa City. Services for Eugene Phelps are currently pending. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.